community policing programs, try to bring cops closer to the neighborhoods they patrol so they better understand the people they serve and maybe do a better job fighting crime. Now, authorities in Kalamazoo, Michigan want to bring prosecutors closer, too. Bill Poorman reports from Michigan Public Radio.
It's the middle of a sunny weekday in Kalamazoo, a city of about 77,000 people, halfway between Detroit and Chicago. Neighborhood assistant prosecuting attorney Dave DeBack is navigating a full-size van on Ada Street. Most of the two-story homes on this tree-lined street are in need of a coat of paint, but it's quiet here.
This is an entirely different street after 9 o'clock at night.
A double homicide took place here just a few months ago. Traditionally, DeBack would have waited for the police to bring him suspects to prosecute. But for the past 5 years, Kalamazoo has been taking a different approach. Four prosecutors now walk the streets of a dozen neighborhoods, joining with police and residents to help prevent and fight crime.
And we are approaching the Ada Street mini station. So, let's head on in here.
This small house on a corner lot is home base for law enforcement and community meetings in the area. It's mostly empty, a table, a few chairs, and a couple of bullet holes in one wall. Police officer Craig Johnson shows up on his patrol. Johnson says having DeBack around helps get things done.
It has greatly enhanced the work that we do. When you have the strong arm of the prosecutor's office, you get a lot faster movement from landlords to criminals to neighborhoods involvement.
Having a lawyer around can also help find creative ways to fight crime. The Interfaith Homes apartment complex in DeBack's neighborhood had serious problems with gambling, prostitution, and drug dealing, all by people who didn't live there. So DeBack looked into the city's ordinances and discovered that if no trespassing signs are posted, police can arrest people on the spot instead of just telling them to leave. Beverly Brown says that's made all the difference. She lived at Interfaith Homes as a child and now works for the management company. She says residents tell her things have gotten a lot better.
And I think it's due to us working together, public safety, office, and residents, because it does take a whole community to try to crack down on different things like that.
Marshaling all of a neighborhood's resources is the primary idea behind community prosecution.
Karen, would you like to give prosecutor's report?
Yes, thank you. National night out. Probably tonight isn't the best time to survey you.
That's neighborhood prosecutor Karen Hader. She's attending an evening meeting of the East Side Neighborhood Association. When Hader began Kalamazoo's neighborhood prosecutor program, she asked residents what crimes worried them the most. Hader thought it would be the big ones, murder, assault, breaking and entering. But that's not what she was told.
Loud noise, littering, loitering, curfew violations, junk autos, rundown houses, those are considered quality of life crimes, and they're very important to residents in an area.
But those same crimes are not typically important to prosecutors.
The cases are dealt with in a very quick manner. Sentences are given kind of perfunctorily. Most defendants get the exact same sentence in a quality of life crime. That treatment of those crimes does change when community prosecutors get involved.
They work with judges to help them understand the true impact of these smaller crimes. They also help residents feel more connected. For instance, neighbors fill out statements that judges read before sentencing. In Kalamazoo so far, the program seems to have had some success. Retailers have begun to move back into the once blighted neighborhoods, and a recent Michigan State University study found that even some major crimes, like robbery and assault, have declined significantly since the city began using its prosecutors to solve its problems as well as prosecute its crimes. For NPR News, I'm Bill Poorman.